This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Tom Chenault. This is Tom Chenault Show. And it is a crazy day in, I guess, Longmont, Colorado. Front page news. Big Bitcoin scam. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I can't believe them. We got Tony coming on, and this is going to be great.
Yeah, so to everybody that thinks I hate Bitcoin and crypto, I don't hate crypto. To everybody that thinks I hate multi-level marketing, I don't hate multi-level marketing. I just don't think they fit well together. It's like oil and water, so please hear that. I just had a guy on a private message tell me off because he thought I was bombing companies, and I said, no, I'm not. I don't bomb companies. It's not my style. I just don't think those two fit together because you're falling into the arena of the Securities and Exchange Commission, just exactly like all these travel, all, you know, like the auction deals or like Fund America. And I just don't want people looking down the barrel of the gun called the regulators. And the second thing is, you know, this Bitcoin keeps going up, but and that's wonderful, and I hope it keeps going up forever, but I don't know that I've ever seen anything go up forever. So at the point that it does correct and go back down to 5,000, everybody between 5,000 and 11,000 at this point are going to be going, oh man, I got screwed. And the sophisticated investors are going to say, oh no, that was what I did. I didn't get screwed. I made a decision. But the people that aren't sophisticated, that don't have the money to lose, are going to say, oh, no, 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 Mr. FBI agent. That guy told me it was never going to go down, and I put my life savings in there, and now I'm wiped out, and I hate multi-level marketing. And that's what I don't want to have happen. Does that make sense to you, Marianne?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we've talked about that Secret Wars before, and I remember there was a gentleman in that, and you remember they kept calling us and trying to get us involved. We're like, no way.
The guy in Loveland, he hates
you
still.
Yeah, he hates you still. But you know what? Afterwards, I said, well, let's talk to those people after Secret Wars went down. And he said, oh, no, there's people that have lost their life savings. And that's the last thing we want people to do as part of this.
Amen. All right, so let's go with my buddy Tony Cannulli, man. I'm telling you, we haven't got a lot of time, and he talks a lot, so let's get right to old Tony. He's trying to reinvent the MLMIA, which is the Multi-Level Marketing Industry Association. It's one of my favorite associations. It's headed up by a woman named Doris Wood, who is more alive at whatever age she is than almost any other woman I know. I love her. Tony has been around network marketing for a long, long time, and he's one of those deep thinkers. And he would, I mean, he lives in the place of talking philosophical notions with really smart people. So he and I have very little in common. Tony Cannulli, how are you?
Oh, we have a lot in common. You know, that same guy that hated you, Tom. By the way, I'm doing great. And Marianne, hello. I tell you, we have a lot in common because that same guy that hates you, he hates me too. And unfortunately, when they take his money back, he's going to hate us even more, Tom.
But one of the things about all this stuff, and I'm glad you fell in my trap right there. I said it purposely for you. Here's the deal. It is so easy for all of us really supposedly smart guys to say, I told you so, when the Zeke rewards or all these deals are going down the pike. And then it fails, and we were all standing on the edge of the lake, and we look out there in the middle of the lake at those guys drowning and saying, I told you so, whether it was Agile, you know, when they ended up running into all kinds of problems with the investor hedge fund and getting sold to CVSL and now look at them, or whatever it is, that's when we go, oh, man, I knew that was going to happen to Monavie. I knew that was going to happen to this company. I knew that was going to happen to that company. That's why I didn't get in it. That's why I didn't build in it. And that is just such hocus pocus. The reason you didn't get in it and the reason you didn't build a dynasty in it is probably because you couldn't. And nobody saw that train coming. They were just out there building the way they built, and company mismanagement or timing or something like that got the better of them, and everything went haywire, and everybody pointed their fingers at the people out there in the middle of the lake swimming. So I'm not going to do that on this show. I'm not going to do that about companies. I never do, because I don't know a good company from a bad company. And I do know this because I've been around my company for many, many years. And I've seen my company get hit with all kinds of things that would knock normal people out of business, whether it was Prop 65 out in California or this lawsuit by somebody or that lawsuit. And that hits every company, whether they're multi-level marketing or anything else. That's part of the deal when you are a big company. What separates the men from the boys and the winners from the losers isn't the fact that you got hit. It's how you responded and fought back. And what I love about my company that I represent, I love them because they didn't duck. They kept going. And I know that you believe the same thing, Tony. We don't have crystal balls. Go ahead.
That's absolutely true. We don't have crystal balls, but, you know, one of the challenges that we run into in the space is that most people that come into it have no real business background, Tom. And I don't know about you, but I don't remember taking that course. You know, the course of how to pick a good direct selling company 101, and they teach you what foundational principles you look for so that you actually have an intelligent viewpoint as to what to look for in a company. And most of these people, they get in because a good friend of theirs, they trust, love, and respect it, which is one of the strengths, of course, of relationship marketing, is someone brought them to the table and they just believed everything they said. Unfortunately, the person that sold it on it believed everything they said, and so on. And so as a result
I don't buy that. I'd like to put out the Chenault Challenge. And if I had any money, I'd put a $100,000 prize on it, but I'm not doing that. But here's the deal. I'd like to take all these people that are always talking about I told you so and so smart and how to figure out a good company, and I'd like to challenge them to make a list of a company that's been in business for less than 5 years. And they pick all the companies. They can pick 100 companies, and they will. And they're going to tell me which companies are going to be around in 10 years from now. And I promise you, when we open up the envelope of that 100 companies and their picks, they're all going to be hitting about. They're going to be hitting less than Ty Cobb. They'll be. I mean, nobody knows that, Tony. That is.
Sure.
There's no way to figure it out. Nobody's that smart. Whether, you know, there's a company out there right now that, you know, is kind of reinventing themselves. I thought they were going right off a cliff, and they got some good advice, and they've turned direction, and they've come back. But 6 months ago, I would have said they were going straight out of business. So what I'm going to tell everybody is look for warning signs, follow your gut, but go like hell and do what you're going to do, because if my company goes out of business tomorrow, heaven forbid, I don't give a rat's. I really don't. Because the leaders that are going to, my phone will start ringing, and they're going to say, where are we going now? Because you're that kind of leader, Tom. And I'm going to look them in the eye and say, oh, man, I made a mistake. I am so sorry. But I tried as hard as I could. And I'll never forget when Troy Dooley got in my face that time when Accelerate went out of business, and they went out of business overnight. And Troy Dooley said, Tom Chenault should have seen the Titanic sinking. And I said, I saw the sinking signs. I just couldn't turn it. And I thought these guys would fight through it. And they didn't fight through it, and they sunk. And everybody looked at me going, you're an idiot. And I'm going, I'm not an idiot. I tried as hard as I could. I couldn't turn the Titanic. So nobody's got 20/20 vision or foresight. It's always 20/20 hindsight.
Right.
Let's talk about the manifesto for a minute, because what do you think about that?
Well,
I didn't like the name of it. I hated the name.
Well, I may shock a few people, but you know, one thing that I can say is that I'm a real big believer in truth. I love truth, and the problem is that a partial truth leads you to a full lie. And unfortunately, we see a lot of that in the space, and I see that on a regular basis. And, you know, before we get into Randy here real quick, I want to just address what you had said. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, I think it was Sheffield that had 400 companies from 97 until today. And if memory serves me, about 18 of them are still in business, and 6 or 7 are actually viable. So you're right on that. The other reference point is actually looking at principles, foundations of a product, quality product, price point, management, integrity. Management background, those are the base. Even doesn't give you a crystal ball. And the fact is that we know most companies, Tom, don't, you know, if they get to 10 years, they're few and far between. And I always tell people, do not even pick something less than 5 years old. So with that, let's shift into Randy. Now, that's an interesting subject. And what I can say is I read the manifesto. I've known Randy for many, many years. He's been around 37 years in the profession. And he's a bright guy, probably one of the best writers I've ever seen in the space. Well, let's look at it from a different perspective. I don't disagree with a lot of what he wrote as to all the issues that the direct selling space deals with. Number one, I agree with it. Here's the problem. Let's go to the one word. It's called intent. Okay, here's the intent. Unfortunately, Randy would have had a lot more credibility with me, Tom, if he didn't have a website connected to the manifesto. So you read it, you go to it, leveragesales.com, and he has his training and promotion and his system. Now, it's all valuable. He's a really good guy. He's really good at what he does. He knows his stuff. There's no question about that. I won't take anything away. But unfortunately, it lost credibility with me, knowing the information is real.
Invalidated all the information.
It did. And here's the thing. I'll say this publicly. I believe everything he said in there is, I'm not saying I agree with every single word of it, but I would say he is absolutely on the money. But now people are going to look at that and they're going to go, what was his intent? What was his motivation behind, you know, doing the manifesto? That's the problem that I have. And I see it every day in the profession, Tom. And quite frankly, I'm disappointed.
And he also wrote something that was very comical, where he says, okay, I'm out of multi-level marketing. I'm out of the space completely. And then you read one more paragraph, it said, now I'm a leveraged salesman. I'm doing exactly the same thing. I just changed the name, and I'm playing like I'm out of that because I'm retitling myself, which is absurd, too. I think he's a bright guy. I was talking to somebody at GoPro who was talking about his integrity and said it's unimpeachable. The guy did that knows him quite well. I don't know him well enough to know that, but I will tell you that I didn't mind the piece at all. I think it needed to be read. I think it helped people understand that we've got to take a higher road of integrity, which I think was his intent. And that's cool. We've got about a minute and a half, and I want you to talk about next week's guest.
No, boy. Well, you know, as you and I spoke about here.
Way to be so excited about that. Let's try a, oh, boy.
How do you talk about a guy that's one of the key industry influencers, who's been 50 years in the profession, who's one of the few people on the planet can say they co-founded a billion-dollar company that traveled the world with Jim Rohn for decades? How can you talk about a guy like that in a minute and a half? But I'll try. But Larry Thompson is an old friend and a mentor of mine. Obviously, you know him. Many of the people in the industry don't know it, but his teachings and trainings and abilities is really the core foundation of who this guy is and really what their business looks like today if they've adopted that. He's going to be coming on next week, and we're going to be talking with him about where things are at. Of course, you know, the Randy Gage manifesto will be big. But one of the things he's going to be talking about is the four generations of network marketing. He's been predicting this. We've done shows for years. And really, we're at this fourth stage in network marketing where it's what he called dissipation. And we're seeing what we used to have, which is foundational principles early on when the industry first started, and we're seeing it now get pulled in many different directions, as Randy had written about in the Manifesto on Greed. And so we're going to be discussing that. And I got to tell you, anybody listening to this show, you got to breathe this guy's face. He is the real deal. There's nobody like him on the planet, and you'll be very intrigued.
Okay, you guys, that was Tony Cannulli. We got Courtney Looper coming up, and she is amazing. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. Tony Cannulli is a character, opinionated, good man. Going back to Randy Gage and Art Jonak, some people think that these are a couple of the smartest guys out there, and I happen to agree with them. They're really, really thought leaders in multi-level marketing. They're as smart as they come. I don't blame Gage for putting that link at the bottom of his deal. It's a marketing tool, and he was doing some marketing because this is a multi-level marketing. Would you agree with that, Marianne?
I would totally agree.
And so now we're going to go over to my buddy Courtney Looper, Pamela Ann Schwartz. She's never listened to the show before.
I know. I can't believe it. Are you kidding me?
And she's listening because nobody listens to me. They don't have any interest in listening to me. They're so sick of me, they can't see straight. We've had more people tell us that they want to listen to Courtney Looper. There's people showing up out of the sky blue in our studio because of it. It's unbelievable. Courtney Looper, how are you, kid?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. You always say everything that makes me feel so good. So continue.
So this is a pretty good year for you because you're graduating from high school this year, right?
At 42, I guess it's about time, huh?
You guys, when you meet Courtney Looper, you have never seen more unbridled joy in a human being in your life. And even though she's 42, she just outed her age, she shows up and you think you are in the presence of a high school senior. She is bubbles. Aww. She is joy. She is happiness. She is focused. I'm telling you what, this is an amazing woman. Tell us, we got about 4 minutes to talk about where you've been. I want to hear about your sordid past. And then when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what you did about it. So just talk, tell people where you were in your life just a few years ago. I heard you first at GoPro where they brought you on the stage. And I'll never forget it. I was just frozen in awe. So take it away.
Okay. Basically, in December of 2012, I was riding a city bus. I had no car, and I was struggling, and not just financially, but physically, mentally, emotionally. I was a different person, and I had gone through being a single parent for years, and you know, I dropped out of high school my senior year and was raising my kids. I had my kids young at 19 and 20, and just life was like a never-ending Ferris wheel. I mean, it just was tough. I worked many jobs. I was always chasing that dream of, you know, making a few thousand dollars more a year. But, I mean, I'd never made more than $30,000 in a year, you know, up until 2013, ever. And to be honest, at the time, you know, physically, I was at a totally different place. You know, I emotionally ate because, you know, I needed somewhere to go with all those struggles. And life was just tough. I faced by March of 2013, I was facing my fourth eviction. And when I say fourth eviction, I'm talking about what's on record. I'm not talking about the dozens of times that, you know, I had landlords that just told me, hey, you know, we're going to have to move. You know, you can't keep being late on the rent. And so it was just always tough. And I was at a point that in March of 2013 that, actually, I guess February, because I found Network Marketing, or it found me in March. But I'd even sold my furniture on a buy-sell trade group on Facebook.
I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah. The post actually came up recently on my newsfeed because I'd shared it. So my couch and my kitchen table. And I tell you, there is nothing like strangers coming into your house and carrying off your couch and your kitchen table and buying it from you, knowing that, hey, you're at the bottom, and if you're going to get through this, you know, I mean, sometimes you've got to go backwards before you can go forwards. And it was tough. And then looking at my kids and knowing that our personal belongings are being carried off and I'm selling them, oh, my goodness. It was a really
humiliating
time. Yeah, oh yeah, yes. And you know,
your health. I mean, you talked about eating, overeating. Your obviously your weight and your health were completely out of control too, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm only 5 foot tall, so you know, even being 10, 20 pounds overweight is huge. But I mean, at that point in my life, I was over 300 pounds.
Hey, Courtney, we're going to have to take that inevitable break. So, Robert Estes, you get to hear another loud commercial. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
It's the Tom Chenault Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Christine Blasey Ford has accepted the Senate Judiciary Committee's request to testify about an alleged sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and asked that the hearing be held Thursday. That according to a letter sent by her attorneys to the committee staff. Meanwhile, speaking at the Value Voter Summit, a gathering of evangelical activists in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence discussed Kavanaugh, who was denying the sexual assault allegations.
The way some Democrats have conducted themselves during this process is a disgrace and a disservice to the Senate and the American people.
Campaigning Friday night in Missouri, President Trump blasted some unnamed people following an unconfirmed report that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein secretly questioned the president's ability to run the country. Unnamed sources have told CNN that Rosenstein had been joking in private meetings about wearing a wire to secretly tape the president. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Man, just getting a note from Moscow. My buddy Armin Mirnix, he's an icon. If you see this guy, I met him at GoPro 2 years ago. Just looks like a movie star. One of the most joyous guys I know. He's all over the world. He's doing some sort of exhibition and some sort of government deal over in Moscow. Sounds like he's one of those politicians to me, but I love the guy, and he is listening to the show. And I don't like the commercials any more than anybody else does, but I'm thinking I'm going to have to call the Reputation Defender, so.com or whatever that was. That was a pretty funny ad. I hadn't heard that one. And Richard Brooke gets so mad about Tony Cannulli. He always notice that whenever he posts a show of ours, he capitalizes the word edited, and that's Cannulli for it. I took out the ads.
It's
so hilarious. But that's what real radio is. You have to have advertising.
I know.
And there's only one person person that knows how to circumvent that better, and that's Courtney Looper. She's had so many, you can't believe what she has sold just by being Courtney. Not by being anything, but being the true, authentic Courtney Looper. We've got her with us. Where she was before was she said she dropped out of high school in 2012. She was riding a city bus in March of 2013. She was on her fourth court-ordered eviction, single mom. She even sold her furniture, which was humiliating. She was completely at the end of the rope. Then what happened, and where are you at now, and how are you solving that problem, Courtney?
Oh, my gosh, things have changed. One thing I do want to add in there, and I told you before we left I was over 300 pounds, was my self-worth at that moment was lower than you could ever have gotten. Like, if I would have met you or anybody on the street, I couldn't have even looked you in the eyes. I walked through life with my head hung down and just embarrassed and ashamed of just myself. So mentally, that's where I was at. I just want to throw that out there. I haven't always been sunshine and gold. It hasn't. It's the personal development that this industry has given me, where for the first time in my life that I feel worthy, and I feel that I'm embracing this awkward person, fun, and this crazy person. I can be myself, and it's okay. That's what I love most about this industry, that I'm allowed to be myself and loved for it.
Yeah, you don't have to be some beach body swimsuit model. You know, people say that to me all the time.
Hey,
Tom,
hold up. I'm working my way to that.
Well, and everything you lose, I gain. So, yeah, and people say that to me. It's horrible. But you know what? I think I've done okay being my best me, and I think you've done extraordinarily well being your best you. And you found your complete corner that you were good at, and it's this crazy authentic tell it on yourself Facebook live gig you've got going on, and that's why everybody's listening. How did you come upon it? What did you do, and what happened?
Okay, well, the way it started, first of all, I never wanted to do Facebook Live. It was actually just something that was offered to me by Facebook before it was offered to everybody else, because I had gone viral. Do you want to say anything about the viral thing?
Yeah. Heck yeah, for sure.
Can you bring that up? Okay. So what happened when I mentioned getting in the industry in March of 2013, I was working super hard and working my regular job and trying to work this network marketing industry that I never wanted to sign up for, and I never knew I was signing up for it. I just wanted, I liked the product and wanted to promote it, and all of a sudden I'm find out I'm a network marketer. basically, I'm promoting this product and, making a few, $50 to $100 a week, you know. And one day during one of my, where I thought I was going to get evicted out of that house, I was 3 months behind on my rent. And I sold that furniture, and I was studying to get my health insurance license because I thought I was going to do that. I got on my knees one day in this empty house. My son had just gone to school, and I had this little fold-out chair in my living room, and that's all I had in there besides the TV stand with no TV on it. And I said a prayer that day, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to stress out about this anymore. I'm just going to be me, but I'm just putting it all in God's hands, and I'm going to get up from this prayer, and whatever happens, happens, but I'm just going to keep being me. And I did that. I got up from that, and I was like, if I've got to move in with my mom and dad, whatever I've got to do, but I'm going to continue working this business because I know this industry works, products work, everything works. I'm just going to do this. And 2 days later, I posted on Facebook how to make your own Febreze for 15 cents. A few hours later, my mom called me. She's like, you got to get on Facebook right now. She goes, something has happened. It went viral. 775,000 shares, thousands of friend requests. In one day, I maxed out my friends, and I had thousands more following me. And literally by the end of 2013, I had I mean, everything I had went viral. I had over 100,000 followers at the end of 2013, and ended up paying cash for that house I was getting evicted out of.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
Yeah. I think I stalked my landlord when I went over there with that cashier's check. He was just like, what? I was about to evict you, and you're paying for this house. So hasn't been the best part. I mean, honestly, just the best part is just being able to see so much success from other people and being able to see life and hope in people again and in myself to be able to. This has been an amazing ride. So, okay, let's get to where Facebook started having me do videos.
Okay, cool.
Sorry if I'm all over the place.
No, you're great. I'm controlling you. You don't realize it. Keep going.
Okay, so I was on my own pace for a couple of years until 2015. I kept about 100 and 120,000 followers up until 2015. And then I had several more posts go, like, super viral. And it just made everything I have go viral. I mean, I had things where I had multiple things with over 1 million shares. I had videos with 6 million views. And they were just regular videos. They weren't the live yet. And then all of a sudden, Facebook contacted me, and they're like, we're doing these live videos now. Only certain people can do them, and we're allowing you to do them. So all of a sudden, I find Facebook Live, and the funny part is nobody knew about Facebook Live. So I had all these people on my phone, especially, you know, people that didn't know anything about it. And they were like, why are you on my phone? How are you? They thought I hacked their phone because they were so confused about Facebook Live. Like, how are you live on my phone? But it went viral from the beginning on my videos. I mean, I just went on there and just shared my life. And that's been probably my biggest the biggest thing with me is I've just tried from the beginning to just embrace being myself, show parts of your life and yourself. So many people get on social media and, you know, their pages look like, you know, an infomercial. They don't show themselves, and people are craving relationships.
Stop it. Stop.
Okay.
You guys, did you hear what she just said? She's like the best person on Facebook. I mean, I didn't even know Facebook had humans that work there. She said somebody from Facebook called her. That's already a revelation. I've tried to call Facebook, and I don't think any humans are there. But hang on. And then you said, the queen of marketing of all time said, keep that garbage off your wall. Please listen to her. Be you. That's your unique selling opportunity, is you. Listen to Courtney. Keep going, Court. I'm sorry. I had to really hammer that home.
They didn't call me. They messaged me, which was, you know. Okay. Cool, you know?
So there are no real people.
It was a robot. Okay, keep going.
But one more thing you said to be you. I'm going to say the best part about being yourself is there's no competition. There's no competition. So, I mean, it's so simple. It's just simple. Anyway, so that's what I started doing. I just started opening up my lives. I even did, people started falling in love with my grandpa. You know, my 89-year-old grandpa lives with me. And I even did a video last year when he turned 88 and invited everybody on Facebook to send him birthday cards. He got 1,700 birthday cards in the mail. We did a live video of his 88th birthday, and there were over 100,000 viewers watching him get boxes of cards from people. And that's what people want. They crave. People love reality TV. They'll go to your page. They'll go to your timeline. Watch your stuff. And guess what? When you do that, you're building trust with people. And, you know, no matter what product or what you have out there, if you have trust with somebody, then it doesn't matter what you're selling or what you're out there promoting. They're going to come to you.
Wow. It's the truth. It's completely the truth.
Yes.
What? So what's next? Do you still, I mean, how long is the typical Facebook Live for you?
Well,
please don't say a half hour.
You know, I used to think that I hear people preaching all the time, you know, you shouldn't have more than 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but I'm did a two-hour Facebook Live where my friends and I dressed up like unicorns and went into Walmart in the middle of the night in our unicorns and dressed Pawpaw up as Superman and did that. And it was like a two-hour live, and we had thousands of viewers. So I would say there's no certain amount of time. You know, just get on there, be yourself, talk to people, acknowledge them being on there, and, you know, make some people laugh. Don't be afraid. People think they've got to be on there and do a perfect video. Those perfect videos don't get views. People want to see you being real, laughing, and just loving your life. That's what
I
people
agree
are
with
attracted
that.
To.
So how do you turn that into a sale? How do you turn that into a transaction then? Do you just say, hey, listen, do you put specials in or do you post something? How do you get people to actually engage?
A lot of times, you know, they'll reach out to me and, you know, tell me I've got to touch them in some way. I'll start messaging them. So much can be done through Facebook Messenger. I mean, most of everything I do is through Facebook Messenger. That's what I recommend, but what I actually do on my videos and a lot of my postings is I'll tell people. People are going to do what you tell them to do. It really is true. And if you tell people, hey, follow me or send me a friend request or join my group. You know, I ask people to join my group because, I mean, I've got, you know, over 500,000 members in a group that I have. And when you ask them to go join, they're going to do it. And that's where I do a lot of my stuff at, is in my group.
You are. Okay, we're going to take a break, but we're bringing you back. So do not leave, Courtney, or I'm going to come to your house.
Okay.
We'll be back right after this. It's Courtney Looper and Marianne Niehaus. No.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, we're back for the final segment with Courtney. And I am telling you people, if you didn't listen to her, you are making a mistake. This is the most transparent, authentic, fun-loving person you're ever going to want to meet. And you need to get to know her. You need to follow her stuff because it's going to make you a better you. And you're going to realize you don't have to be Marianne Niehaus. You don't have to be Tony Cannulli. You don't have to be Randy Gage or anybody else. You just need to be your best and most authentic you. Is that correct? Courtney?
Absolutely. Every day.
Yeah, no matter what. You know, and that's pretty easy to do. If you just wake up you and don't change, you're going to have probably have a pretty good day.
Pretty happy with that.
Yeah, so what's your life look like now? Where do you live?
I live in my dream home. That house that I ended up buying, I kept it for a few years and ended up reselling it for more than double what I paid for it.
And, okay, cool.
Had my dream home built, 5-bedroom, 4,300-square-foot dream home.
Okay.
And now I'm working on helping other people reach the same level. I mean, I'm super happy. I've been able to travel the world and go all these amazing places. But what makes me happy and what fulfills me now is seeing my friends and people that I care about having the same success. So that's my goal now. I'm working on a bunch of things. I'm writing my book, and that's what I've been working on for a bit. And, you know, my passion is just people and just loving people and letting them know that, or helping them become the best versions of themselves. So I don't know where I'm going, but I'm loving every second of it.
And, are you still relying on a knight in shining armor to appear to rescue you?
No.
No.
And
God, if you would have said yes, I'd have come. I was coming to your house.
No.
No. It would be, you know, I have a.
For that. Go ahead.
I have a great wife. Yeah. The reason everybody goes, I want a wife like Denise. And I always say, if she showed up in your life, you wouldn't have been able to handle her. There's so much work you have to do on yourself. And you're doing all that work on yourself. That perfect person will or will not show up. It's all in the God's hands. And if it's great, that's happened. But Courtney Looper is way beyond those days of having to sell her furniture or have some white knight come in and rescue. You rescued you. And that's pretty cool. Don't you agree?
Yes. And that's what I feel like, you know what, when the time is right, then I'm going to find someone I want to have, not someone I need to have, you know, and it's going to be a totally different experience. I'm looking forward to that. I'm totally up for that, but I'm definitely, when the time is right, it's going to happen. There's no pressure.
I didn't meet Denise until I was 80, so that worked out pretty well. So that's been awesome.
She was worth the wait. She was a sweetheart. I just adore her too.
Yeah, she's the best. And and did you like Adrian? You liked Adrian too, my little boy, right?
Yes, absolutely. Your whole family is just amazing. I bet y'all had the best time when growing up. Like, he had the best time growing up.
You got to spend some time with him. It was horrific.
He's probably got some stories.
I was the worst.
Tell me some.
Didn't tell you? I finally got sick of their parakeets, so I just left the cage open, and they all flew away. And then I blamed each kid, and I got caught. I was a terrible dad. I don't even understand how those kids came. I don't even understand why they're still alive, Courtney.
I can't believe he came back, right?
I thought they would starve to death. Their mother came over one time and looked in the cabinet, and there was expired food in there for like 6 years. Because I was an alcoholic. I didn't know they had expiration dates. But God's so great, it took care of all of us. I made up for it over the years after I finally got sober. But forget me. We love you, Courtney, and there is no day that you're not welcome on this show. We will do anything we can to help you. I'm already friended up on everything you do, and I don't know if you've noticed, but I am, I have you on C First. I have a little button on my Facebook called me, and they gave me, they called me and gave me a stock first, so I get to stock you first. So it's so awesome. So I'm just having the time of my life following
you. I wish I could reach the phone and hug you.
Well, we're going to do it. And you know what? What you said was profound because, heck with the 4,300 square foot house, you only need about 430 feet, and so do I. And the rest, true story, all we need is a place to sleep and eat. But the fact of the matter is, it's nice having that stuff as long as you can remember vividly where you came from and help those people that they're there. And that's who you are. And that's why we love you so much, because you are that girl for us. How does somebody get hold of you? Have you got any kind of secret way for people to find you, Courtney?
Facebook.
No kidding. I swear this is true. A homeless guy that hangs around in our office for the free coffee just came around the corner with his pen when I said that, because I think he's going to try to run you down. So if you hear the name John Farragher, I want you to call the police. It's hilarious. He is not the white knight.
I can't believe he used his real name.
Farragher's? Is he the best? Okay, so we love you. Find her on Facebook for sure. Now, next week, you want to be listening, because this guy, he's absolutely incredible. He was one of the founders of Herbalife. I can't for the life of me remember his name. I'm 100. Who
Larry,
is it?
Larry Thompson. Oh, my God.
It's terrible getting old, man. This stuff just flits through and you
Good
never...
Good thing I wrote a note.
Oh, my God. So here's the... And his wife, Larry Thompson's wife, is even cooler. So we love you, Court. We'll see you before you know it. We'll see everybody next week on the show. Be sure to listen. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Courtney, talk to you later.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.